Yeah, yeah, they look good. They've done a nice job downtown. Downtown does look, yeah, it does. Downtown looks good.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, December 15th, 2011, meeting of the Morro Bay Community Promotions Committee. We are all here except for Amit, who has an anniversary, which is very cool. Next up, we'll do public comment, and we do have some public. Step up to the mic, and you may have to bend it to speak into it.
Good morning. My name is Mary Golden. I'm the Executive Director for Central Coast State Parks Association. We've just changed our name from Central Coast Natural History Association because no one knew that we were actually associated with state parks. So our job is to fund and support educational programs in our local state parks, one of which is the Museum of Natural History. So I had the good fortune of running into Susan earlier this week. I did not know about this committee, and she said I should come and let you all know about the museum, and maybe the promotions committee could help work with me on getting the word out about the Museum of Natural History. The Museum of Natural History is the only natural history museum in the state park system, so it is a jewel, often a hidden jewel, behind White's Point there. And our visitation is about 4% down this year, and I understand that's pretty common for Morro Bay in general. One of the ways that we make money is a small retail store in the museum, and we have a very high-quality selection of nature and science books that the general population in Morro Bay, I think, doesn't really know about it, as well as a lot of stuffed animals, educational items. All of the items that we sell have to be high-quality and relate to our state parks and our local nature. So what I'm hoping that I might be able to get help from the promotions committee is it's time now for me to spend some money on marketing, advertising, and being a small nonprofit, we don't have a big budget. So I'm trying to use what I have to get the most bang for the buck. I'd like to work with local hotels if possible, other local businesses, the committee, the city, the chamber, so we can increase our visitation and let people know that we really have a unique treasure here in Morro Bay. Last year, we spent about $10,000 on museum repair, which was very nice for us. So our museum, our exhibits are up and running. We have a very dedicated retired engineer docent who spends hours behind the scenes making sure that happens. So basically, I'm here today just to introduce myself formally to the committee and hopefully begin a relationship where we can promote the museum as well as other wonderful things about Morro Bay. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Mary. I'm hoping that we can pull out some good PR kind of spots and things. It's a great place to go film and add into some of our media stuff that's going out. So hopefully we can pull that in when we're promoting the town. I think it is a huge unrecognized asset that we have.
Also, Mary and Sherry, you may be interested to note that we do have a very large supply of your brochures at the visitor center. And when I'm there, and I'm there twice a week, I must talk to virtually 80 or 90% of the people, especially with children, who come to the visitor center, are advised about the visitor center. They're given directions on how to get there, what it contains, the office hours, the hours of the museum. And the brochure, which is very nicely done, and possibly you know, later on in the year when those brochures are going to be redone, you might get some additional professional assistance, maybe from BAC's art department or designers to give you some ideas on how to design those, maybe help you with some printing costs and things like that that could be discussed at a later time.
That would be wonderful, because we are rolling out the new name, and one thing I did forget to mention is this is the 50th anniversary of the museum this year. So there will be some activities around that. So I do appreciate that you're doing that for us and getting people our way.
Be sure to keep us informed of all the things you're doing. Information, let the chamber know, let the visitor center know, let our committee know, and we'll do the best we can.
Great. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I have to be in Pismo in a little while, so I'm going to leave. So thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Mary.
And someone has contact info so that if we need to, for Mary.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Okay. And because we didn't get our committee announcements on here. We're going to do them during public comment period. Janice, did you want to start?
Well, several of us did attend. We are working with Sherry, too, on publicizing that locally. We do have our own publicity director who does all the Audubon contacts and things like that. But it's coming up, Martin Luther King weekend, and we have all kinds of activities. The one I'd like to stress to people that may not know about it is our family day on the Saturday, which is the 14th of January. We have a bunch of activities that are aimed at young people, from little kids to teens. We have one teen bird watcher that goes out with a group. And we also have Pacific Wildlife Care here in this room with raptors that the kids can see. And it's a wonderful program. There's a lot of interesting, informative things that kids can do on that day. So I urge everybody to look up Morro Bay Winter Bird Festival .org and find out the schedule, because it's a lot of fun. That's it.
Thanks. Bill, anything?
I don't have anything other than to advise everybody that the fat man's coming. And wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday.
Thanks, Bill. I have something from Amit. He wanted me to announce the second annual emergency vehicle show on April 21st. It'll be on Main Street and Morro Bay Boulevard from 9 to 3, hosted by Morro Bay Neighborhood Watch and the City of Morro Bay. And you can visit www.mbpd.info for more information, or the Chamber of Commerce. So, there we go. Emergency vehicle show.
I have a couple. The usual chamber mixer, which is held tonight, has been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. So if any of you are planning on attending the chamber mixer tonight, it has been canceled. And one other note, that there still are, I understand, a few availabilities for the French Riviera trip, which the chamber is taking on March 13th. It departs March 13th for, I think, 7 or 8 days. And more information on this trip can be had by calling the chamber. Call Chris Christensen at 772-6419. It's a great bargain, and I know the few people that are chosen to go or choose to go will have a great time. So call Chris at the chamber, 772-6419. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed. Tracy, anything? Nope. One other thing I forgot to mention, just to keep on your calendars, Photo Expo is coming up. The first two, I think, that we had were in the fall. Mm-hmm. Now it's moving to the spring. It'll be Thursday, March 29th through Sunday, April 1st. And it looks like it's going to be a really terrific event. So put that on your calendars, and we should keep an eye on that as part of our promotional package, you know, included in ads and things that are going out. And certainly get it on our website calendar. Okay, moving on. Monthly reports. I wanted to move. Is Craig not coming today?
I don't know. I don't have an email from him this morning. So. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do approval of minutes. All right, let's do that first. Let's do the minutes for November 17th. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good job. All right. So we had a few reports listed under unfinished business. I wanted to move up to the monthly reports. That would be the advertising agency report and the TOT report. But let's start off with budget report.
Okay, this budget is updated basically through October. There's a few November. We're working on November billing that's going to go out tomorrow. Right here? Okay. So the highlighted areas in the budget are things that we have already run or billed or have committed to for contracts. So in January, what we'll do is have a quote or a budget versus actual, so you'll be able to see
exactly where we are in each category. We're doing very well, you know, being almost 6 months into our fiscal year as far as keeping the budget on track and still, you know, getting lots of media coverage and lots of PR. So I think it's working well. And any questions on the budget?
So you do have some things that are yellowed out all the way through June. I'm just assuming those are things that are already paid.
Correct.
So who's going to be handling the revamp of the website?
Well, Jennifer Liu is our website administrator who you met, and she'll be doing, you know, the actual design and concept and that kind of thing. Scott was basically managing the website because this account is big. There's a lot of, you know, between TBID and CPC, there's a lot of management that has to go on, and it was hard for, you know, me as the account manager to be doing all of it. So there are plans to have somebody, we don't know exactly who it is, but somebody that's very, you know, Scott's expertise was in knowing the technical side of it, but also really being able to get it down to layman's terms. That's why we put him on the management of the website, and he's done that for us, you know, for a few different clients. But he's leaving. He hasn't even really, I think it's mid-January that he's leaving, okay. So we should.
Are there any websites that we could look at that you people have designed that we could look at and get some feel? Because my understanding is you're going to completely redesign our website, not only the back end, but also what we see on the screen. Is that correct?
That is correct, and yes, there's definitely, I can send you a list of the websites that we've done. Performing Arts Center in San Luis Obispo is a pretty good example of some of the work that we've done, but I'll email you a list of the websites so you can take a look. We've done a lot.
I think we would appreciate it. And what kind of a time span can we look at between the time we send you a correction and the time it's corrected? Or a change?
Right now, we're doing the website updates every Thursday. So anything that you send, you know, on, say, a Friday, be Friday through Wednesday, we gather it and do it all on that Thursday. Some of them are more pertinent. We had the chamber mixer that needed to be canceled, so that got done. You know, if there's an immediacy to it, we do it right then. So, but we have our website updates for Morro Bay scheduled on Thursdays.
So for us, if we want an update right away, we need to send it in to you by Wednesday. Or can you handle it? If we send you a change on Wednesday, can it be done by Thursday?
Yes, definitely. And as I said, if it's something that's crucial, we're going to address it right away. It's just that it's hard to do it every single day, you know, if we get website. And we get a lot of, you know, probably every day we get some changes from the chamber and things like that. So if it's something that can wait that week period, that's what we do. Otherwise, we go ahead and do it right away.
When you redesign the website, will this get any better? Will we be able to send you a correction on Monday and have it done on Tuesday?
We actually, the new website will be set up on a CMS system, which you will be able to make the changes yourself. We will, I think the best thing to do is to appoint an administrator. And we'd probably have an administrator from the chamber, an administrator from CPC, and one from TBID that can get in there and make the changes. There could be more than one person, and there will be settings so that nobody can change the artwork, nobody can change the crucial information, but if a phone number needs to be changed, a date needs to be changed, something needs to be canceled, it will be able to be handled by you guys, which will make it much more efficient.
So we'd be able to add in events, that kind of thing. Good. Okay.
No, and another thing, we just want to make sure that we have some input into the redesign of this web page. The last redesign, we had no input last year. And we just want to make sure that if we're going to spend some money, that we have input into what this web page is going to look like and how it's going to operate.
Yeah, we definitely want your input. And we have a timeline that I can share with you when we get to that point where we are, you know, we're in designing stages right now because TBID okayed a certain portion of money at their last meeting to go ahead and start the website. So, but the first design comp, which is really just going to be of the homepage, is due on December 21st, which we can, you know, once we establish that the CPC is involved in the redesign and the whole, which I believe you guys are, we can meet with the subcommittees, and that's what we'll do. We'll show you the homepage first, and then, you know, once we get your input, revisions, colors, things, whatever needs to be changed, go ahead and change that, then show you a couple of interior pages that go along with the homepage. So it is definitely a back and forth that you guys will be totally involved in. There's no way we'd do it without your input.
And we had some questions at the last meeting. Are you going to be, is somebody going to answer those questions today, or when can we expect to have some answers?
As far as the budget was,
we had questions like the marketing plan, and I understand the marketing plan has been put off till January, so we don't know where they.
Then we can make a judgment on what if the money is right, how much money we want to spend, if we want to spend money on it, and we'll have a better understanding of what we're getting. That was the essence of the report of our meeting. Is that not true? So that's why I think Bill's asking, is giving these questions, is what came up as at our meeting. That's the report, the meeting report.
Perfect.
The answers can come later on.
So we'll put that in the minutes. And what I might suggest in the future, if though a lot of questions come up, and I think that between Sherry and I will be able to answer the majority of those questions, but in the future, if you have a number of questions from a subcommittee meeting, you can certainly send those questions to staff, and while we won't respond via email, we'll be ready to respond at the meeting. So don't feel like there's no Brown Act issue there. You can send them to us. We won't respond, but we'll be prepared. So don't hesitate to do that in the future, not only with website, but with any other subcommittee.
Anything else, Bill? All right, thank you. Creative Review Subcommittee Report. We did not get together. Okay. Wondering if we should go into, we have a few members who need to leave a little early, but let's go into advertising agency report. If we could do that, get that part done.
Okay. We will launch right into what is going on, what is currently running for Morro Bay. This is our Yahoo campaign that is slated. It's running in Sacramento, Modesto, Fresno, Visalia, and a little bit smaller amount in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara. Doing very well on the impressions and the click-through rates. I talked to the representative yesterday, and he was, you know, happy about that click-through rate, which is above industry standards. It's usually about 0.10, and so we're at 0.15. So these all rotate. I think you've seen it before as you're going through, and it's a run of site so that it goes, you know, wherever you go on different parts of Yahoo, this pops up where it's...
I'm sorry, I should know this, but what does impressions mean?
It's how many people see. So you can be on a site and, you know, you maybe see the Morro Bay ad, but you're not interested at that point, so you're not going to go ahead and click through.
But they've had the option.
But they've actually seen it. So there's something that some, you know, if you see it a few times, then you might think, oh, maybe I should see what's going on. And when they click through, obviously, it goes right to the morrobay.org site, so they can go wherever they want. So, and the billboard, in fact, I'll give you this. You can pass it around just for a little bit closer view. But we have final approval. Full-bodied, and it wasn't a dog, it was a person. that was classic. But anyway, very excited. The vinyl has been ordered on this. We opted to go with a clear coat finish on it so that it will not fade. We talked to them about some of the, you know, what there's a little bit of white in the clouds and the writing on the rock, and the suggestion was to clear coat it so that we don't have fading issues. Interesting, I was calling around for installation and called one of the guys that's worked for us before. He actually built the board.
Oh, my God.
I finally found. And if I had contacted him 6 weeks ago, I'm in good shape. So anyway, he's going to be the installer. He's done it before. And we're looking at probably January 10th at the latest for it to be up. So it'll be a good thing for the new year.
I just want to say thank you. It really is so much better, and it really it does say what we need to say about the beach. So thank you so much.
I think it's going to be great. Thank you. This was a T-bid offering that they are running every month. They're doing these LATimes.com e-blasts, which are going out to approximately 27,000 people. They're doing it mainly to advertise special their hotel specials and deals. So we've again had good response to this. This is a little bit different because it's an e-blast and people are presented with it and they can either open it or not. So you're looking at the open rate as the viable number there. So that seems to be working well, and they're going to continue that all the way through June of 2012. At least once a month they'll have those.
Can I ask a question
sure.
about that? I know in my Microsoft Outlook, I can get a preview of an email without actually opening it. How is that tracked in those figures?
You mean without you can?
You know how in Outlook you can have your list of your inbox items, and then you have the view of whatever inbox item you're highlighted, and you have that view, but you don't necessarily need to open the email to view it because you already got the preview pane open. How does that get tracked in those?
That is a good question, and I will find it out for you because I'm following exactly what you're saying, and it seems like in Travel 50 and Beyond, it will publish on the 2nd of January, and it'll stay out for the quarter, and then we'll go in again for spring quarter. So we've had some good leads in the past from Travel 50 and Beyond. We also have a enhanced directory listing from this so that when they get to specific, there's a picture and a description of Morro Bay sort of further into the magazine. And that's a national pub, so hoping we get some good response.
Is that it?
It's not huge, but it's well placed, and you've run in Travel 50 and Beyond for a long time, and I looked at their distribution. They've got, you know, it's a niche market that the magazine works very well for that demo. And this is some of the press that's happened over the last month or so. This is the Bay News coverage of the tall ships, and they did this cover, also did a double truck inside, and we were down here for that Saturday of the tall ships, and it was a great event. They really, I think they did it well, and people were definitely out in force. This was a front page, actually, that we got in the Tribune for the new La Luminaria event in Morro Bay. So the front page kind of guided people to the holiday events, and then they did another spot on it for La Luminaria. And this was coverage of the boat parade the day after the Sunday after the boat parade, and I also heard great things about the boat parade, and so we got some good coverage from the Tribune and some of the other local community papers on that. This is a little video that came out of KSBY.
And now here's a question from Tim Byers of Morro Bay. He asks, how did Morro Rock get its name? Okay, no one is quite sure, but one historian says it was named by explorer Juan Cabrillo in 1542 because it was shaped like the turbans worn by North African Arabs called Moors. It was originally spelled with one R. The word Morro with two R's is also Spanish for a high land mass above a harbor that can hold fortifications. Okay, I know you have got a lot more questions out.
So this is an ongoing KSBY program that John Rieger does, and so we're doing an ongoing questioning to Morro Bay. So we've got our staff coming up with questions, and you know we'll see what sticks and what doesn't. But it's kind of fun stuff. These are some press releases that are in the works, are actually happening. We just distributed a press release yesterday for winter activities in Morro Bay, and we basically highlighted the first quarter in Morro Bay. And then the Bird Festival, as Janice talked about, I'm working with Ruth Ann, who is doing a lot of the PR, but we're helping kind of infiltrate into some areas that she's had some tough times with. So trying to get some good coverage ahead and some coverage after they're evidently doing very well. Their registration is up 10% from last year, so hoping for a good weekend there. And then we have a press release in the works about the water activities and how it's possible to indulge in water activities here all winter. So when people are frozen out in other parts of the country, we've still got kayaking and stand-up paddle boards and surfing and that kind of thing. So we're going to release that the first week of January, and that's going to be a national press release.
Question, the date that you've got on the Bird Festival, it starts on the 13th.
Yeah, that is...
That's the end date.
Yeah, and this is when the press release was going to go out.
Oh, it's when it's running. I'm sorry. Okay,
no,
gotcha.
That's fine.
Sherry, also the photo expo happens in late March. So I don't know if that goes on this list. Also, did you see the article in New Times this month about the fishery to farms project here in Moore Bay? I sent them an email, and they interviewed one of the key people involved in it and did an article. I haven't seen the article. I was just told about it.
I did see something came up in... I have Morro Bay on my Google alerts, and I know it came up. I've got something about that, and I wasn't sure. I saw that it was New Times, and that's great. Some good coverage. Okay, so into analytics. We are looking at total website visits, and we are down slightly from November of 2010. And this... with the now looking at the total page views, this is a trend that happened last month as well, that people are spending more time. We're up, so that people are digging a little bit deeper into the website. So that's a good news analytic. And then this is a banner ad campaign there. And we've also been sending out email blasts to our database through Constant Contact. So we're getting some interest there, too, towards the bottom. Top 10 referring cities, San Luis Obispo, Fresno, L.A., all the usual suspects. Kind of surprising to see Arroyo Grande in there. We haven't seen that for a while. So, and Morro Bay dropped out, which I thought was interesting. So we'll keep our eye on that. The lodging report is up hugely, and they've let me know that it's in this time period when they have a lot of vacancies. This tends to rise because they'll look at things. If there's no vacancies, they won't keep going through because they see it, and it's the same thing with Jackrabbit actually. That Jackrabbit, when the hotels are full, the hits go down. So this is the actual lodging where they're going onto the site and hitting the lodging page. And then this is their Jackrabbit booking icon, which is up as well. And this is TOT for all of 2010 and into 2011 up to October. We've got a good trend there with the green line that shows TOT is continually up year over year. So we're hoping that continues. And we added 37 new email addresses to the database, and that was mostly through signing up for the Ultimate Getaway or the newsletter, things like that. Added 72 new Facebook likes, and this report was from last week. I have a feeling we already hit 3,000, so that was a good goal. And we've got some ideas for bumping this up the next 500 with some promos and contests for them to like the Facebook, in order to qualify for a certain giveaway. And we'll be talking about that probably next month. And this was a Facebook ad report that we did for CPC. And this was done in San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara in a 50-mile radius of both. It was just a very short two-day deal done over Thanksgiving weekend when people were kind of a Cyber Monday, feeling like people were online. So that was a campaign for CPC. And then TBID also did a Facebook ad campaign. They went into San Jose and Fresno. So those were the numbers there. And just some Facebook posts and comments that we've been getting. This was on the tall ships, and I think there ended up being about 37 comments on this kind of ongoing ideas, or letting people know about the tall ships and then people commenting on their experience. So it was a good exchange. And that's it. Any questions?
Anybody? Thanks, Sherry. Let's do TOT real quick. I don't think we have a lot. Except that the numbers were pretty good. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Let's see. There were definitely, motel receipts were up over last year. Trailer park receipts were up. Vacation rentals were down a little bit, which is interesting. But any other comments on that, Andrea? It looks,
I think there was that one update.
I know it doesn't.
No, I'm making sure you got
the right one.
The one we originally distributed had one motel missing, and I think the one that you have has, it's 1.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's the updated one.
Yeah.
We're pleased about the numbers overall. I think we're up 41,000 or so, so it's going in the right direction. Wish mm-hmm. it was a little faster. We'd love to see occupancy at 62%, the magic number, but we're a little bit far away from that at this point.
I think given some of the reports on other groups in town where sales tax is down and, you know, like the museum saying visitors were down 4%, I just think it's a trend and it's kind of good that we are seeing at least a little upswing. You know, it'll take time, but hopefully we'll get there.
Remember Podesto was curious about 62. I was going to say, well, that was the year I was born, so it's why it's... which is absolutely true, but my understanding is 62% is the county... is the overall county average, I believe. So we're below that at this point.
Okay. So let's move into our unfinished business. We can skip the continued discussion on the billboard, I think, because it's done. We did it. Questions?
One of the questions we asked last.
Your mic on.
As I was saying, the marketing plan, we don't have any idea where that is because it hasn't been presented yet. So that was the first question we had. Where does the website fit into the marketing plan? Is it going to be as important or, you know, where?
The website, what is in the marketing plan is that there was a redesign done, or basically revisions done in July, August of 2011. That was when we changed it from the kind of orange-yellow design to the bluer. You know, we just did some cosmetic updates on it. And then the marketing plan does. And it, at the very, I mean, in our first round of what we wanted to do for Morro Bay in the 2011-2012 fiscal year, you know, redesigning the website was definitely in that. And the marketing plan really mirrors what we've presented to both the committees all the way along. I mean, the marketing plan is not, it's not like you're going to get the marketing plan and everything's going to change. You know, you guys have already, we've already talked about we're going to do more online advertising. We'd like the website to be redesigned. And just for clarification, as far as the budget on it goes, the chamber asked for, the chamber also is not as interested in the facial, you know, the cosmetic updates. They know that the back end has to be fixed or we're, you know, it's going to fail at some point. It's not functioning very well right now. So they asked for an estimate on what it would cost just to build the back end. And the estimate on that is $22,320. That's the back end. So there's not even $5,000 in the design part of it. And if, you know, it helps you, the T-bid, yes, they said, you know, we'll give you, at our last meeting, we'll give you $13,500 to start because they feel it's imperative that this website gets done. And, you know, the foundation being more important, but the redesign also being of interest. So we started, you know, and if we get to a point where we only have, you know, we're monitoring right now. Once we get to 13,500, then we're going to go, okay, where do we go now? So Craig, I talked to Craig this week, and he had these numbers as well. He's taking them to his board on the 20th of December for approval on a portion of the budget. He's talking about $5,000, which is, that's very close to 20%. So those are the numbers we've got so far.
Do we have any breakdown of that 22,000, was it, for the back end? Any breakdown of budget of what that covers, what you're going to do for that, what we get for that in terms of hours and design and how it's going to work? And
basically, the site map was approved. I'll go ahead and give this back to you. We've added a few things from our subcommittee. We've, you know, got retail and shopping and a press page, things like that. But this is what we're working on. It's basically we're going on a whole new foundation. You know, we're going to use WordPress as our basis for the website. It's not going to take five clicks to get to a hotel anymore.
Those were the questions that we were talking about, because we, as the committee that were on that, the subcommittee, saw those presentations. I don't believe the whole promotions committee did see that and that whole presentation. And that's why we had those questions, because I don't think we all understood all the things that we're going to get for our money, and that's what we want to know. If we do partake in this, if we're going to spend $6,000 or $8,000 or $10,000, whatever's going to come out of our budget, what will we get on the promotion side? A lot of it's going to work for the T-bid, and we understand that, because they're putting a lot of money into it also. And the chamber has a little bit of it, and then we have what's left, and that's what we wanted to see. As a committee, a subcommittee, that's what we were asking. So I think this will answer a lot of the questions.
One question that... right now you've started work. I'm assuming that the work you started is on the foundation, not on the look. I mean, I'm hoping cosmetic is last.
It's a kind of a parallel working effort, because we can't, the actual foundation can't start until we know the basic design ideas. So they're working, you know, it's sort of dovetails that, you know, they know the foundation that they're building. They know, you know, what components we want. There's some functionality that has some maps that we're working on, where people can do a but I was like, well, why can't we just do the foundation? Right. But they let us know that we needed to have the design components. They need to know, I mean, just as basic as what's going to be on that nav bar, you know. Mm-hmm. And we've thrown around a couple of ideas of just doing the stay, play, eat, you know, stay kind of thing, rather than doing lodging, shopping, you mm-hmm. know. And so for them to build the back end, they need to know what we're actually going to be tapping on.
That
so.
Makes sense, unfortunately.
Can we take the balance of our website management or maintenance and put it towards this, whatever we're going to owe?
I think a very healthy portion of it could be put towards the new website, because when the new website is finished, there will be very little maintenance on BCA's part. It will be something that you guys will be handling. So we do see those maintenance costs being, you know, definitely going downward.
So there's no advantage to us sending emails into you to make changes right now, because they're going to be made as you develop the website?
No, the current website will remain up and running the entire time until we launch the new website. So any updates from now, probably through, and I'll give you this timeline as well on the website. We're expecting completion of this website in March 12th. But until that time, the current website will be up. You will send BCA updates, you know, but you can see it's not a huge amount that you're spending every month for updates. It's split between T-bid, CPC, and chamber. There was a big chunk in August when we redesigned, but otherwise I think we might be talking $100 a month. So you're talking December, January, February, you know, another $300 that you're going to take out of that account. The other thing I thought we originally on this budget talked about doing the Tribune Post-it and event guide, and it came in, the estimate came in at about $8,500, which was too expensive for us to do. We left it on the budget at $4,000, mm-hmm. thinking that we might find an alternative way to do that. But that's money that's not spent, not, you know, I think that that's maybe somewhere where some money could be moved around if it's acceptable.
That's a good good catch there.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, of
course. You just mentioned that once the website's done, the new redesign is done, that there would be very little in the way of updates on the part of BCA. Am I to believe then that any updates on the new website would be done by us? Or so it would reduce costs going forward for ongoing maintenance.
Yeah, it's a it's going to be built on a very simple CMS system, and we've done this for, I think, 10 clients in the last 18 months. And we come in and train, you know, you, and it, I mean, it takes not an hour and a half maybe to show someone how to make the updates. And whether you want three people to be in charge of it, you know, maybe someone's in charge of this part of it, that part of it. It's simple, and it, and there's definitely governors on it that they can't get into things that, you know, we don't want them to, but simple updates can be made, and that's where it kind of takes us out of that update role, which is better. I mean, you guys can do it like that. And
so we have a big expense now, but in the long run, it could save us money, or likely will save us money, it sounds like, with the maintenance.
I think in the past, before the website got so clogged up, the chamber was making the changes basically for free. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a pretty darn good deal. I do think you're leaving. Gosh, you guys. Okay. Yeah. Okay, thanks. I think one thing that's important to keep in mind, when I first came on this committee, one of the big pushes was to get the morrobay.org word out. That was the biggest part of our advertising campaign, was just to make sure that was included in everything that went out, so that the way we had any kind of idea that we had some impact was when people were hitting that website. So the website's important. It is a way that people are getting to information about Morro Bay. As a kind of a, I'm not the biggest computer person at all, but when I go to the website, I don't find problems navigating it. You know, to me, that, you know, you click on morrobay.org, you click on lodging, you click on what motel you want. I don't find that a challenge, and maybe I'm just not as impatient as newer users of computers who expect some instant gratification. At the same time, we do need to work with TBID because they're there already, and, you know, they've got the ball rolling. I would like to see, I still feel like the shopping is coming, which is...
We have a lot of really good antique stores, and for me, when I go traveling, that's one of the first things I want to know. Where's the secondhand stores or antique stores? And I think that's really something that we have not promoted that is worth promoting, because there are groups of people, well, I think you said, that a whole group came just because of our antique stores. Mm-hmm. So it's something that it's definitely a market of mainly women shopping. So that's a good mm-hmm. thing to have.
It is. Sherry, is there not a way to design the website so that instead of having to click on the top of each one to get the list to come down? I know some websites that I visit, you put the mouse on top of the thing, on top of the heading, and then the everything under it, the list shoots down. So someone runs their mouse across the top, instead of having to click and see it at the very bottom of a list, it would be right there in front of their face as they move the mouse over the heading. And that might show shopping more prominent without having to put another one up there. I just don't know. I'm just asking that question.
Yeah, it can definitely be done, and it's been offered up as one of the design alternatives. We're not to that point. That navigation bar, I've also had some comments on, I think it's palmsprings.com that does shop, eat, play, stay. I mean, that's really all they have. And when you go to shop, you know, you get into all the shops, and there could be antiques, there could be, you know, that kind of thing. So that's being, you know, played around with, and it's all in design, you know, concept right now. Nothing is in, you know, the site map basically is telling us what is going to be on the website. It's not really telling us exactly where. So that drop-down menu or that hover is definitely something we can do, and I think we may go to a much simpler nav bar because people seem to like it.
If we had a shop, dine, stay, and play, as you said, shop,
yep,
dine, stay,
play,
play,
stay, yeah,
shop, stay, play.
I know, I always mess
dine
up.
And play, whatever you want to do with it. It covers the four big economic areas of our city. It covers the shopping, it covers the lodging, and it covers the activities and food. So you've got them all covered.
Yeah, I think that's why it's attractive to a lot of people. So that's being, you know, that's one of the design concepts that's being drawn up right now. So,
in looking at that breakdown, there was a couple of things that I noted. Someplace you need to say for the photographer. That's a really big thing now that digital has made photography so easy for people. And it really is a major industry, I think, now. And also for the bird lover. You have outdoor, but that doesn't necessarily, that to me means more sport kind of thing. And we have an incredible number of bird varieties here. It's one of our claims to fame, so I think that's worth separating out as an individual thing. And then you can have the bird festival and stuff under that, but it is a major birding center. So,
where does the mobile fit into this? Is it going to be redesigned? Is it going to be connected so you make one change and it changes the mobile as well as the website?
Yes. The mobile will look like the new website. Right now, your mobile website looks very different from our morobay.org. And it's kind of a disconnect. People, I think you get in there and you think, well, I was over here, you know, on morobay.org, and now I'm in this kind of bulleted black and blue website. So along, you know, and it's all in the budget to redesign. It's not that tough to redesign the mobile as we're doing the regular website. In the TBID meeting, they brought up the possibility of doing an app, and that's something that we're looking into right now, whether that's extra money or not. And that's, you know, that's just the wave of the future. That's the next thing that's gonna come up. So but no, the mobile website will be redesigned with the new one, and it will be kind of a seamless thing so that when you get on your phone, you're seeing the same thing that you saw on your computer at home.
What do you see as the longevity of this website? I mean, you're right. Things keep changing. The wave of the future, we don't even know what it's going to look like. Is this website going to last for a while?
I asked that very same question. I think 5 years with, you know, updates along the way, but that's been our kind of track record. And a lot of the, you know, we keep seeing, oh, things have changed so much, and well, they just keep changing. I mean, things change every hour. But no, we see this website design, both the back end functionality and the face of it, being very valid for a 5 year period.
Okay. Keep it simple.
Yes. I would like to say one thing, primarily for the benefit of our committee. The more things we put on the website, the more difficult it becomes to keep it current, because you simply have changes in business, changes, name changes, location. So the more we put on, the more we drive around and see that Taco Bell's now open, doesn't get done.
That's where I see and working so, you know, with the chamber, which I think has a pretty good handle on what's happening in the community, and have paid people, and have the computers, and have the staff. Mm-hmm. So to funnel that kind of information to them.
Chamber would be an ideal place to do it.
It makes sense.
It does make sense to me also. And I also wonder, as we develop the website and it gets more and more content on it, and which Bill is concerned about, there is one advantage to it, and that is, in the past, when we used print, it was much more difficult and more expensive to change when we printed 10,000 brochures and you had Bob's Big Boy on it. They might be on it for another year or so. So I think our print situation can be saved. We can save a lot of money by not printing as many brochures on things. by using the website as our main vehicle for putting out information.
I think what Susan said, too, about general stuff, for instance, the antique stores, if all we have is an entry, antique stores, and say that Morro Bay is rich in a variety of antique and secondhand stores, and you don't have to list them all.
Right.
Just say that they're here, and, you know, the chambers, the contact, you know, right. Mm-hmm. So you can find out where. But to have the category, I think, is important for somebody who's mm-hmm. looking for a vacation that'll satisfy mom, dad, and the kids.
I think at this point, unless we've got any more discussion, we should probably take a vote on whether or not we want to help fund the website, and then after that, look at money, where we can pull it.
How much money are we talking about? Are we talking about $13,500? Are we talking about $8,500? We don't know where the Chamber of Commerce fits in yet.
What have we got left over in our maintenance here?
We have got left over, I think I figured...
About six grand.
Wow.
And
so this would be this year and next year, then.
And then we could have the four that we could pull from the Tribune advertising that we did not do.
So if we went to 13,000, that gives us the 22 we need for the basis. It doesn't give us the 5,000 for the cosmetics. We'd hope for that for the Chamber. And I know they're all mixed together, but I'm just trying to put money numbers.
Well, actually, let's see. What did I figure? If we were just looking at the back end, which was 22,320, and we took out what TVIT already put in, which was 13,500, we have 8,820 left over.
Oh, okay.
So that's for the back end. So that, I think we could definitely cover the nuts and bolts part. And then if you throw in, the Chamber could do five, conceivably. That covers the pretty part. So... I think maybe what we could look at, too, is at least getting it started. We can revisit our budget all the time and move money around. I do want to be sure that we have some money left for some of our other projects and things that may come up, like 4th of July may need some help again this year, and those kinds of events that we do want to keep going for the community.
So what about, like, $9,000, which would be four and four and... an extra $1,000 we throw in from our maintenance fund.
I think
that works.
Well, shall we vote first on...
I was going to make a motion that would
just
work.
Okay, I
would move that we give $9,000 toward the website redevelopment. And that'll come out of two budgets plus our leftover maintenance.
Okay.
How much would... Discussion?
Go ahead.
How much...
Do we have a second?
Before discussion.
Oh.
Just second
I'll
it.
Okay,
second. Susan did.
With that amount that you're proposing and the amount that TBID is already committed to, what is left over? How much more?
If we put in nine.
In front from us also.
And they've got, how much did they put in, 13?
13,500.
So that's 22, so it leaves about 5,000.
Now that 5,000, are we anticipating from the Chamber?
Yeah, hoping.
Yeah. And we can find out after next week.
Okay.
And again, you know, if we need to scrape a little more together. Okay. Any other discussion?
And that's all going to come out of this year's budget from us.
No, I was thinking four this year and four next year.
Oh, no.
Year.
I mean, you had made us.
I think we ought to do it all this year because I don't know that we're going to have a budget next year.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Do we have enough in the budget this year?
I think, again, if we take that four from the
here.
Tribune, we have six left in our website development. And
okay, so that
said,
gives us 1,000.
Hopefully, once this is all done, the actual maintenance won't end development. Development will be done. Maintenance should cost next to nothing.
So if we're spending 9,000, that leaves 1,000 still in the maintenance fund that we can use between now and whenever this goes up.
She said we'll only need a few hundred. Didn't you say a few hundred for maintenance?
I wouldn't mind having the 1,000. 9,000 is a nice round number.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know whether it was coming out of this year's budget or half this year and half next year.
I know Tracy had brought up that concept, and I'm not sure how that works because I'm assuming CPC has, or Burnett Cox BCA, has bills to pay ongoing. It's not like you can defer it until after June when we get a new budget.
I don't think so. I can visit that. I mean, I had some conversations with TBIT about that, whether they could front it and get it back, and you know, but I haven't pursued it any further than that.
Do we have enough money in this budget to fund the 9,000? That's the question, I guess. If we do, let's do it. If we don't, okay, thank you.
But then if the chamber doesn't come through, we're going to have to come through
Your mic's there. So Bill was asking if the chamber did not come through with their amount, we would revisit. Put towards our website redevelopment. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. We did it, Sherry. Make us a beautiful website that we can get into easily. Okay. Continued discussion on downtown banners.
Here. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, if I can find it. Yada, yada. There it is. That's rat cards. Sorry. Okay, anyway, I'm going to get you the estimate. But it came in at our last meeting. You had said, you know, up to $7,600. I think that was our baseline, and it came in at about $5,760. That's for 26 banners, 2 feet by 4 feet, and the brackets included in that bid, and that's our design time, you know, that we've already basically done, and you know, getting them uploaded to the printer, and the bid is from Goofy Graphics in Morro Bay. He would be doing them. Talk to him about the Bird Festival banners, and we've got some good. That's a good thing to show.
I brought our sample this time, but that's exactly what I was talking about. Is doing that reverse, so
yeah.
That the design itself is white. I don't know if the camera's on me or not. And it pops that way, and the brilliant color in the back, they haven't faded much at all. We've been using ours for, 8 or 9 years, I think. So it really is a good. I love that. Very happy with that.
I forget where we had talked about funding the banners from. Was that the PR?
That was another thing that didn't get put on the budget at the very beginning, so it's something that's going to have to be discussed either now or in our... I would imagine we're going to do a six-month budget review in January to find out where we're going. You know, I think PR is a possibility. Because we've got $8,000 there.
Collateral, the public relations. find some.
Okay, but it looks like we still have money left.
Yes.
And I know this is backing up on something else. Did the billboard come in on budget?
It's basically, we had a $2,000 budget. I think there's a little bit left. What I've got here, 9, 16, 17. It's at about 1750, and I think with, you know, we still have to upload and do templates and get it to the, you know, and then pay for the install, but I think we're right on for 2000, so I don't think we'll have any problem there.
Sherry, is there any additional cost to mounting these banners?
Yeah, installation is not included.
Yeah, what does that cost?
Goofy Graphics said he could give me a bid. He doesn't have, you know, what we need before we can give you an installation bid is where the poles are, what the poles are, you know. We're going to have to do some mapping.
Couldn't we have the city do that?
Like when they I think the city has to, don't they?
When they take down the Christmas banners.
Around, as you talked about, so they can do anything, grayscale, any gradation of color. So the photographs didn't seem to pose a problem. I mean, basically he said, if you guys design it right, we can print it right. So, and I think the fabric that we're using is something that's light. It doesn't suck up color. We've made, you know, definite, you know, headway with that, not doing a sunbrella fabric. So he was confident that we could do whatever, either the photograph or the rich color.
The only thing that I would say then, having seen the ones down in the Embarcadero, is use really intense colors, because those ones, the ones that are up now for Christmas, are very attractive. They've got darker colors. But the ones that were there during the summer looked faded the day they were set up. So that was kind of, I didn't like that look. I know it's personal, but they looked faded. And that happens too easily here anyway. So if we start, if we use really intense colors, like I'm worried even about that one of the sky, if you know, it needs to really be intense to start with, especially on those thin fabrics.
So we're not going to have Stay Play Shop or anything like that on?
That's passé, Bill.
And then we have to print separate banners.
No, I think Discover covers everything. And I think it ties in with, you know, our call to action and our theme and all of that.
And we don't have to print separate banners.
And we don't have to print separate banners. We just do a few different.
If one
colors.
Gets like torn, it. You put the other one up, it's fine.
So, do I have a motion to approve this banner concept?
I'll make that
motion to approve the banner concept.
I'll second it.
We have a second.
Any
discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None. We did it. So we had the visitor center report on our agenda. We have no chamber CEO here, and we had wanted to discuss putting together some maps, and I know he did some work on that, but we may have to put that on the agenda again for next month. So let's add that in. And then under new business, approval of website redevelopment costs, we already did it. So we're getting there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about new ideas, if we have any.
I do. Oh, I'm sorry. No, ladies first. Ladies first. Ladies first.
Cambria. And their scarecrows this year.
Yes.
Did anybody go see that? It was amazing. They had all around town, they had hundreds of scarecrows. All the businesses did them, the church did them. And it was absolutely wonderful, and it drew people like crazy. Got a lot of publicity, and they got a lot of business out of it in a time in October when it's usually getting kind of slow. Now, we can't copy them, I don't suppose.
I have an idea.
Okay, but we need to do something like that, something that's just us, that's appropriate to us.
I got an idea from Jamie Irons from our Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
He suggested doing a similar thing with surfboards, decorating surfboards, having a contest, having, you know, people coming and voting on the favorite surfboard design. They could be put up for auction afterwards, but that would be a...
Yeah.
you know, Morro Bay theme kind of thing that I don't think anybody else is doing. And he even had some ideas of where to find old surfboards.
In Cayucas, there were committees and neighborhoods that made scarecrows. And then the city or somebody decided where the scarecrows were to go. So it wasn't the business people. I'm sure they made some, too, and were involved with. But I have some friends that they got involved, and they helped put up 12 or 15 scarecrows that had been built by this neighborhood committee. So, you know, it's something that you can get the whole city involved in if you wanted to.
I like surfboards. That's something easy. It's easy to see. It's easy to put somewhere. It doesn't take up a lot of sidewalk space.
Maybe we could contact some surfboard manufacturers or
right for publicity
like
for
that.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah, great publicity for them. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Might be good to work with TKD or one of
TKD.
Surfboard shop. We have a number of surfboard shops on the waterfront.
That's a great idea.
I nominate Janice for the chairman of the committee.
No.
Well, I'll keep talking with Jamie more about it.
Yeah.
And we'll see if that's something we can get going.
Good idea.
Yeah, it's Jamie's idea. Let's let him.
Yeah. He's not busy enough, certainly. Yeah, keep that man going. Yeah, I think that's a terrific idea to pull something together that's got a Morro Bay theme to it. Yeah. And we could even put mermaids on the surfboards. Because I see Kimmy in the audience. You know, we might also want to, again, work with the museum on their 50th anniversary. I mean, that could be a huge event, and statewide, because if it is the only little natural history museum in the state system, 50th anniversary, it's a great little place. Seems like we should help out with that. Any other new ideas? Did you have one?
I do, and I'd just like to throw this out for the committee to digest. I've talked to some of you about it. As you know, the TBID has changed their date and time of meeting, and we are now not pressed for time. As you can see, we have plenty of time to discuss. We're not having people come in the room after us. We have to leave. So I was thinking that also it allows people like Kimmy and other people who might want to come and talk to us at public service, 8 o'clock is kind of an early time. And now with no one following us, maybe we could talk about or consider changing the time, if the city can arrange that for us, to have our meetings maybe start at 8:30 or possibly 9, whatever the committee decides, but have them go a little later. We will be out of here probably maybe half hour later, if that much, but it might give the public an opportunity to talk to us more than they are now. So I just know how you all felt about it, and if the city could accommodate that, maybe we could just change our time to 9 o'clock, say, instead of 8 o'clock.
I'm all in favor of that.
Could we move the public comment period?
That's what I want.
Into the middle or the end of it? Is it locked in that it has to be the first thing?
We generally try to. You could, but however, the city generally tries to keep the public comment. The agenda is consistent through all the public meetings, so people know. So it would probably be important to keep it at the beginning. I would say that the room is available, so if we are happy to, if you choose to agendize that at your next meeting, I think there's no problem.
I'd like to agendize that if I have the support of the committee. One other advantage I see, too, also, besides that, is that the committee people who are thinking about joining this committee or want to continue on with this committee, who have children and other things, cannot get here early enough because they have children to drop off. We have some members of the committee now that it's a hardship for them because of their kids. So I think 9 o'clock would be beneficial to the community as well as us.
The one value I see of 8 o'clock is people who have businesses to get to.
Yes, that's
you know,
probably
so
why it was done.
Kind of that two-edged sword thing.
Well, and maybe 8:30 would be a good compromise because I know that was true when originally it was mostly business people that were on this committee, and so it was to accommodate them being able to open their shops at 10. So.
Well, we have two people missing right now, so maybe if we agendize it next week, we could decide 8:30 or 9, either one, but we do have agreement. We would like to push it up a little bit.
And as far as the public comment, I think one of the reasons, too, for having that at the beginning is so that people coming in know that there is a time they can do it.
Right.
If you put it at the end, we could wrap up in half an hour. We could wrap up in an hour and a half. So it gives them a time when they know they can be heard.
Okay. So.
But yes, I'm all for putting that on the agenda.
Good.
Good. Okay. So in terms of declaration of future agenda items, we have that change of time. We have the surfboard contest idea. We will, and we'll need to schedule a budget meeting, subcommittee meeting for January, so we'll have that come back.
Rather than just say the surfboard idea, how about just a promotion idea? Because I really like the mermaid pirate idea as well, because we could tie it into something we already have. Maybe we can do both. Mm-hmm. Who knows? You know, and we might be good to do both.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know. I got a supporter for the mermaid.
Well, I still think you could put the mermaid on the surfboard.
Yeah, you could, but I mean, I'm saying that if we do two things, then we can have one day when people put, I mean, I know that the music store has a whole pirate window that they put up every so often, so we could do two promotions. That wouldn't hurt. Pick off season times and go for it.
I have one comment. We have, because of that timeline that you got for the website, there is a website subcommittee meeting scheduled for TBID on Tuesday. I mean, it's Wednesday the 21st. Wednesday, December 21st at 2 o'clock. So since you have decided to move forward, we probably need your website subcommittee at that meeting. I don't know where it is yet.
Does it work better for you to have the two subcommittees together?
It's consensus, sense. You know, but sometimes when they're all together, they say they decide everything and then they change their minds separately. But I think in order to stay on track with the website, we probably want to get everybody's input next week.
I think it's kind of critical.